Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 29th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat. Other message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we're introducing the new series that starts on July the 1st. July the 1st, cost of the series, like all series, is $100. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation and make the $100 donation to join us for the series. The title of this series is entitled The Standard. You know, I spend a lot of time talking about all of this esoteric stuff. We talk about, you know, devils and demons and goblins and ghosts and metaphysics. We talk about biology, theology, you know, Scientology, astrophysics, biogenetics, epigenetics. And so sometimes because we don't talk about the basics of Jesus Christ and him crucified, you know, there leaves that, I guess, doubt, for lack of a better term. in people's minds. I've had people even accuse me of not being a traditional Christian or saying that I don't believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified because I use the name of Yahushua, or I use his original name. And so this series and this book, another 400-page book, the title of the book is called The Standard. In this book, we talk about the first of the three F's. The basics of everything I believe is found in faith, family, and finances. Without faith, without family, and without finances, then there is no foundational standard. And so it is the returning back to faith that we want to focus on. So the next series is the first of the three F's, which is faith. We want to spend some time really going into the original text. Now, this is a tough one because when I say the original text, everybody has the 1611 King James Bible. We all have that. Most people, and including most seminary-trained people, is because they don't teach this in seminary. As most of the stuff I talk about that is not taught in seminary. That's no knock on anybody. That's just the reality of the world that we live in. So history books are written by the people who win the wars. If you go to Google and type in the original text, original Bible, what did the Bible consist of before the Council of Nicaea? You will find that in 1885, the Bible was changed. But the question was by who? The Bible originally had 80 books. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type it in. Or I always say Google, but, you know, your favorite search engine. I triple dare any listener, as I do on every show, to prove me wrong. You can email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That's the email address. Again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because this is not a popularity contest, so to speak, I'm not here to try to find or to get a, what's the word I'm looking for, following. There we go. I'm not trying to establish a cult following. So when I say the standard, I'm not talking about something that I made up. The standard has existed before I was a thought form inside of my father's scrotum sack, put it that way. Before you and I ever existed, the standard existed. So we got to go past the basic teachings, you know, of the world. And we got to return to the foundation. And the foundation, again, consists of motion, causality, graduation or graduating, and order and universal law. Those are the physics of what you and I call Christianity. Now, I've written an entire book that breaks down the physics of Christianity. Then we got to look at, again, this is what we're going to be just talking about in this next 12-hour series. So the universe declares, the Bible says that the heavens declare the handiwork of God. So the Bible says something that's very important in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. I challenge, again, every listener, don't believe a word I'm saying. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Don't believe a word that no man, we all make mistakes. I'm not perfect, neither are you. So if I come on or any man comes on any show and tells you to believe them, that's the number one sign that you need to start looking for the exit. Let me tell you that again. This is how cults start. This is how you end up out in Timbuktu. This is how you find yourself a member of some Jim Jones type cult. Any man, especially me, that tells you believe me because I said it. The first time somebody tells you to believe them because they said it, that's the time you need to start looking for the exit. I do not want you to believe me. I want you to challenge me. I want you to challenge me on this next series. I want you to research everything I say. I want you to take this 400-page book. I want you to go through each page of this book, and I want you to look for error. I want you to find error in what I teach. It is my goal that you find something wrong with that goes against your belief system and that you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and say, hey, Doc, hey, Brother Will, you know, you said this, and I need you to clarify that for me. Because the Bible that I read tells me that God has not written his laws in ink or pen. The Bible that I read says that God has not written his laws on tablets of stone. So you go to Egypt. You can look at the stone that's written in Egypt. And you can come back and you tell me about the hieroglyphics that you saw in Egypt. I'm not impressed because the Bible that I read tells me not to do that. So when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 3, and you tell me you went to Egypt and now you're an Egyptologist, I'm not impressed. If you tell me you got pen and paper, I'm not impressed. I want to know what's in your heart because that's what the Bible says. That's what God written his law. He's not written his laws with pen and paper. He's not written his laws on tablets of stone. He's written his laws on human hearts. Now, the Bible also says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? So you got a conundrum. So now we got to go past those things, and we got to get to the standard. See, the standard is profound because the standard says something that's what I call otherworldly. So this series is going to go through the standard. We're going to break down what the standard is, and we're going to use the standard to explain the standard. We're going to also use universal laws. Now, I don't know if you know what gravity is, but all I know is I don't know what gravity is either. I just know what gravity does. So I don't know what God is, but I know what God does. And so I'm going to take what God does. You can argue and debate on what God is, but I'm going to tell you what God does. And based upon what God does, that establishes what I do. Because, again, God overrides and whatever. Again, God is just a title. It doesn't mean anything. So I know, again, there are five attributes that God does. This may not be what God is, but this is how God has chosen to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify himself. And the problem is that I have with most people is most people they arguing over who God is instead of looking at what God does. So you mean to tell me you're going to argue over the name of Jesus? His name is Jesus, okay? So you're going to spend your entire lifetime debating and arguing over his name. Now, why am I talking about this? Everything I talk about, I've done. I don't talk about stuff I've read. Do you know I spent 2 years in the Sacred Name Movement? 2 years of my life. I can't get those 2 years back. So I wrote a whole book called The Sacred Name of Jesus Christ, The Sacred Name, and I wrote that book. And I told everybody I was wrong. Why? Read the book of Revelations 12:9, where it said that his name is the word of God. So that's what I'm saying. You can't get caught up in these minor issues, brothers and sisters. So you mean to tell me you're debating over a non-issue? So you're going to tell me you're still debating over who God is, and you forgot all about what God does. So God is love. So you mean to tell me you hate me, but you love God? Really? That's how I know that you ain't serving the same God I'm serving. Because the God I serve is not a God of hate. God loves. He doesn't hate. So you can tell me you got God, but I'm going to look at how and what your God does. So what is it that God does? Well, in this book, The Standard, we're going to break down some of the things that God does. One of the things that we're going to look at is the fact that God is one. We're going to look at the fact that God is sovereign. God is self-existent. God is spirit. God is eternal. God is knowledge. God is power. God is all-present. God is unchanging. God is just. God is loving. God is truthful. God is holy. He's compassionate. He's grace. He's mercy. He's judging, judgeful. He is forgiving. He's a good shepherd. All of these are attributes. These are all things that God does. And so when we look at the standard, now we're looking at it from a biblical perspective. I've already done the science, and we've already talked about the biological proof of God, and we've already done the shows. I can use your body to prove the existence of God. I can use mathematics to prove the existence of God. I can use music to prove the existence of God. We've done all of these things. Now we've got to return to the basics. You say, well, Brother Will, why are we returning to the basics? Because for some reason or other, people think that, you know, either I forgot the basics, and I'm not doing this for people. I'm doing this because I forgot the basics. And you're like, well, what do you mean, brother? Well, some kind of way, I got caught up in all of this advanced theology, all of this advanced Christendom, and I lost my way because my behavior didn't match my speech. Because certain things, certain actions that I was doing in my life didn't match up with certain words I was saying out of my mouth. So I had to return to the basics. I got to re-examine those things. That's why we're doing this series. That's why we're doing this show. So this next series that talks about the standard goes back to the basics. What are the basics? Five attributes of the basics that we're going to go through. And we're going to spend a lot of time in the next series talking about these five things. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnibenevolent, omnisimplistic. Those are the five things that God does. That's not what God is. God has chosen to express himself. The Bible says God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. It doesn't say that God is preaching. It says that God chose to use preaching. So everybody come around trying to tell me who God is. Who you ask me right today, who is God? I have no clue. I'm not sitting up here trying to lie to you and blow smoke up your butt and try to tell you that I'm some kind of guru and I know who God is. I have no clue who God is. I don't think you do either. But I know how God has chosen to reveal himself. I know what God does. So I'm going to focus on what I do know. I know that there's 80 books in the original canon, and we only got 66. So I need to ask you, have you read The Shepherd of Hermes? Have you read The Gospel of Thomas? Have you read any of these books that are no longer part of your canon? And have you asked the question? And anytime you ask the question, that means that you're embarking upon a quest. Now, the reason why this is important to me, because I need to pay a light bill. I need to be a better father to my sons. I need to be a better example for my daughters. I need to be a better husband to my wife. I need to be a better neighbor. I need to pay my taxes. I need to pay my bills on time. So I don't give a rip about all of this advanced esoteric stuff I've been talking about for the last 5 years, because if you cannot pay your bills, I don't give a blank what kind of belief system you got. You need a better one. If you cannot be a good husband, you mean to tell me your belief system tells you that all white people are devils? You mean to tell me you serve a God that is spirit and you dealing with color and you dealing with race? You dealing with flesh and blood? When the Bible clearly states that flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, and you talking to me about flesh and blood, and you're a Reverend Dr. Bishop, and your emphasis is on race? Come on, man. Let me make sure you understand, brother and sister, because, see, I see a lot of stuff taught. I see a lot of posts on Facebook. I see a lot of stuff on Instagram. I see a lot of stuff on Snapchat. I see all of this social media stuff that's been posted by these gurus who's saying stuff, but they ain't living nothing. At the end of the day, man, if you want to know something about me, call my wife. She could tell you. That's how you judge me. I can lie to you and tell you anything, but how do I treat my wife? You want to know something about me? Call my five children. Ask them. What kind of father am I? So you mean to tell me I'm saving the world and I lose my own son? The devil is a liar. See, I got caught up in the fluff, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend more time with my son, both of them. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to my daughters, all three of them. You know, I'm going to honor my commitments that I've already made before I make some new ones. See, I got to return to the basics. See, I got lost. I lost my way for a little bit. He got me. I'm man enough to admit it. Yeah, I got caught up in the fluff. I got caught up in the fluff. So now I got to return to the standards. See, because I compared myself to other men. And when I compared myself to other men, I said, okay, I called my son on his birthday. My father don't even call me on my birthday. So, hey, I'm a good father. But what does the standard say? The standard says that a father leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I can't even pay my own light bill, but I'm a man of God. Come on, man. I drunk the wrong Kool-Aid. I think we all drunk the wrong Kool-Aid. I don't know about you, but I'm detoxing off that the syrup. I've been sipping on some scissors, and it's time to put the syrup down. And it's time for me to stand up, look myself in the mirror, stop blaming the white man, stop blaming the government, stop blaming my past, stop blaming the fact that I have a bad childhood, stop blaming the fact that I'm short, stop blaming the fact that I'm a black man, stop blaming the fact that this, I got all of these damn excuses. I got enough excuses to go around for everybody. No, it's time for me to get up, stand on my own 2 feet, and compare myself to the freaking standard and stop playing these games because I want to make myself feel good and sleep at night. If I'm a real man of God, if I claim to be, if I'm on this show and I'm giving you advice and I'm talking, I need to adhere to that same advice. And that advice is, my brothers and my sisters, that there is a standard. The standard is based on the one. What is the one? During this series, we're going to break down the word hydrogen. Do you know that there is 118 elements on the periodic table? Go to Google, type in the periodic table. Do you know that that's a lie? You know there's only one element? One? How many musical notes there are? Do you know there's only one musical note? One? How many systems or ologies there are? How many? Now, brothers and sisters, I've been lied to. They got me. But I'm man enough to admit I was wrong. Man, they got me, man. And I pride myself on studying, researching stuff, and I hate to get took. Y'all don't even know. You don't even know how angry I am right now. Why am I angry? Am I angry at you? No, I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at myself. Why am I angry at myself? Because I got lied to. I bought into the hype. You mean to tell me I'm going to use immoral means to promote a moral God? Where they do that at? That's what I was doing. So I'm an immoral man, but yet I'm representing a moral God. And then I'm going to look myself in the mirror, and I'm going to take your money, and I'm going to, and I think I'm God's gift to the planet. The devil is a lie. So I'm apologizing to every listener, to everybody that listens to this show. I apologize to my wife. I apologize to my children because I failed miserably. But guess what? I ain't dead yet. I ain't dead yet. You got lied to in school. If you look at the hydrogen, it's the number one element on the periodic table. Look at the number two element, lithium. It's two hydrogen atoms. Look at the number three atom on the pyramid. It's three hydrogen atoms. Look at the number four. You know gold is like number 76 or something like that. Do you know gold is 76 hydrogen atoms? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Everything on the periodic table is the manipulation of the one. Let me make sure you understand what I'm telling you, what the devil has done to you, same crap he did to me. The enemy manipulates the one. There's one God. And all of these other gods is manipulation of the one God. There's one atom. Every other atom is a manipulation of the one atom. There's one chemistry. You know, now during this series, we're going to break down the word chemistry. The word chem means black. The word istry means mystery. It's the ether. Look at the book of Psalms, Psalms 82. We're going to break this down. During this series, we're going to break down the standards so that way every man, again, who wants the truth, if you really, now if you want to play church, that's God bless you. But if you really, really, really are serious, this next series starts on July the 1st. Again, please go to the email me at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com for more information, or simply go to my website at masterteacher33.com. There's only one atom. There's only one element. The word element is the word L, which means God, means mental, elementals. There's only one, hydrogen. Do you know the word hydrogen means hide your genes? Let me make sure you understand so that way you can pimp the game. Because somebody, see, they lied to me. I don't like being lied to. In fact, I lied to myself. I don't like lying to myself. See, I can lie to you, but I hate when I lie to myself and when I lie to God. That's what I did. There's only one musical. There's only one note. One. And it's not even on the scale. They took it out. It's called the yut. Don't believe me? Go to Google. Type in UTE. Yut. Now we're gonna break it down for you. For all you educated folks out there who don't believe me, I pray you don't believe me. I don't believe me either. That's why I look stuff up. So you mean to tell me every element on the periodic table is the manipulation of the one element, hydrogen? And the word hydrogen means hide your genes. Who is hiding your genes? Somebody don't want you to know who you are. Who? I know his name. His name is luciferance. Do you know that there's a gene in your body called a luciferance gene? It means Lucifer is interfering. Do you know what color is? Do you know that color is the manipulation of light? Do you know that what is a bent light beam? They call the Enochans. They're called the Nephilims. They're called demons. They call sprites. They call jinns. They call mojos. They call imps. They got a lot of different names. They're the same manipulation of the one. And so we have to go back to the one, the standard. Everything else is a manipulation of the standard. So if you don't understand what the standard is, then when it's manipulated, you're going to buy a counterfeit. So we need to go back to the original. You know, when I was a police officer, and they taught us how to identify counterfeit money. You know, we never studied the counterfeit money. You know that when I was in the police academy, they taught us the original dollar bill. We studied the original so well that we were so familiar with the original that when we saw a counterfeit, it automatically, oh, that's not right. That shade of green, the way those letters are, that emblem, we could tell a counterfeit because we knew the original. Do you know the original so well that you ain't got to study the counterfeit? All you got to do is study the original. If you know the original, the counterfeit looks fake. You can spot it on Pluto. So we're going to spend 12 hours going over the original 80, not 66, 80. Now, are we going to go through each book? We didn't got to. We got to go through what the – now, remember, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, God has not written his laws with pen or ink. He has not written them on tablets of stone. He's written them on the hearts of his people. So if you want to know the truth, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within. So why are you looking for it out there? Because it's in here. Where is it at? It is in the form of this word called chemistry. The word chemistry, chem, comes from the word comedic, or the word Kemet, or the word Egypt, which means black. They call it now the Houthi, which means green ones. It's manipulation. The green ones are the Bene Hanakash. That's the serpent. I'm not interested. You need to go back to the original, before the green ones, before Egypt, what existed, before pharaohs, what existed. What existed before Egypt, brother? What existed before Ur? You know that Abraham came out of Ur, Tehran. Who was Abraham's father? What existed before that? If we don't go back to the standard before it was manipulated, we got to go back to the hydrogen because it's one. We got to go back to the yut because it's one. We got to go back to, now, biology is great. Theology is great. Sociology is great. All of these ologies are great. But we got to go back to chemistry, the original chemistry, which means black mystery. Now, I know you think it has to do with race. That's what they're trying to get you to buy into. But let me ask you one question. What color is God? I know you think it has to do with language. But let me ask you one question. What language does God speak? Latin? Aramaic? Greek? No, Hebrew. No, Spanish. No, come on, brothers, sisters. Yeah, everybody know God speaks English. Really? So you think God got a voice box? When the Bible says God is spirit, those that worship him, the word worship means work for, those that work for him must work for him in spirit and in truth. Two things you need, spirit and truth. Remember what it says in 2 Thessalonians, and I'm closing. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. I'm paraphrasing. You might want to pimp the game, look it up for yourself. 2 Thessalonians goes something like this. God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. The word the lie means akaruman. The word akaruman or aruman means evil brother. Go to Exodus 33, when God turned his back to Moses and he showed Moses his hind parts. What does that mean? Akroman. Who is Akroman? Evil brother. Who's the evil brother? You want to blow your cookies? Or you want to play church? You see, my brothers and sisters, you've been lied to. I mean, this ain't nothing new. We lie to each other all the time. So all I know is God says, if you do not have aletheia, aletheia is a Greek word that means a love of the truth. Now, you probably like me. You love money. No, you don't love money? Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. You love women. You got a love of women. Women, you got a love of men. Oh, you love shiny things. We call it money. Okay, it's not money. Oh, I know what you got. Yeah, you hooked on that sauce. You love alcohol. No, it's not the alcohol. Oh, I know what got you that grape. I mean, not the grape. You got that seed. You hook on hooked on the ganja. Something, you had a love of something else. You ain't got a love of God. Well, let me rephrase that. I apologize. Let me talk about myself. See, I was hooked on the nookie. What you hooked on, brother? What you hooked on, sister? See, you got a love of something else. You ain't got a love of God because of that. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, please read it. God will send you a strong delusion. The word is Akruman. Who is the little g? His name is Bilal. In your biology, it's called bioluminescence. I got a 400-page book that breaks it down for you if you need a little assistance. Bioluminescence. In your body, it's called luciferance, or the luciferance gene. Do you know the word luminescence means fake light, cold light? How does a firefly shine? You ever seen a firefly? How does a firefly light up in biology? This is the biological proof of luciferance. What does it mean? Cold light. No such thing. But there is a such thing. Have you ever looked up luciferance ether? Do you know there's a fake ether? Now, I have all this inside of my book. We're going to break it down in a series. Or you can go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in luminescence ether or luciferin ether. Science knows about Lucifer. They just didn't tell you. Do you know the word Lucifer means light manipulator, light bender, light bringer? He's not light. He manipulates it. That's not the standard, but that's what they give us, and they want us to buy it. We got to go back to the standard. So for the next 12 hours, starting on July the 1st, we're going to break down the standard, and we're going to blow some cookies. And we're going to finally wrap up with this phrase by the guy of Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, this Nigerian, again, mathematician who has this acronym called GAGUT, G-A-G-U-T. Stands for God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, not theory. If you want to get ahead of the game, again, you can buy my book, The Standard, or you can just go do your research on any search engine. Type in GAGUT, G-A-G-U-T. G-A-G-U-T. The guy's name is Professor Gabriel Oyibo, who has mathematically, biologically, he did the same thing I did. Now, since he got endorsed by Princeton, Yale, Harvard, and all these other schools, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys will believe him over me. You know, I'm just a short black man from Forest, Texas. So, you know, hey, what do I know? But I have all the same thing he got inside of all my 50 books as well, which, again, proves any way you want. I can prove it biologically. I can prove it scientifically. I can prove it musically. I can prove it mathematically. Whatever genre you like. You don't believe in God? No problem. We don't need no scriptures. You do believe in biology, right? I can prove it biologically. Oh, you don't believe in biology? Okay, no problem. We can prove it mathematically. Oh, you don't believe in math? Okay, you do believe in sound. You believe in music. So we can prove it linguistically or musically. Anyway, the standard stands. You know the word standard has the word stand in it? So we're going to prove, I'm going to give you the stand. Whether you use it to stand on is up to you. But I'm going to make sure you have it. Because again, I need it. I got to remind myself. And like always, I just invite you along if you want to listen. Again, series starts on July the 1st. Comes with a 400-page book. and 12 hours of audio that we're going to go through this entire 400-page book and break it down for you. Starts July the 1st. Cost is $100. Simply make a $100 donation at my website, masterteacher33.com, and I'll send you all of the details on how to join us. My brothers, my sisters, again, thank you so much for joining me. This was just an introduction to the upcoming series. My name is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Just call me Brother Will. May God bless you. I know him as Yahuwah. May his son bless you. I know him as Yahushua, because the son always comes in the name of the father. Now may the Ruach, the set apart one, known as in Hebrew, Ruach, in Greek, Pneuma, in English, Holy Spirit. May the Ruach, may the Pneuma, may the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because it will never ever manipulate or control you. Anybody that tries to manipulate or control you, anybody, man, woman, or child who's trying to manipulate or control you, people who control or themselves control. The word control means con, which means to swindle. Troll means large, clumsy demon. Anybody who tries to control you or themselves possessed or under the con, troll. Con, swindle, troll, large, clumsy demon. That's not of God. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.